for an improvement. And that strong asking for improvement is embraced by Source, and that becomes a vibrational reality in that moment, a vibrational escrow, so to speak, that means that you've carved out something bigger and better than you ever would have if you hadn't lived what you lived that made you ask for it. And Source is so on it. And if you would let yourself go there, then you would start that joyful ride that we were talking about toward the new and improved, given birth to by you, expanded version of your life experience. But so often, instead of just turning the other cheek, as Jesus said, toward the new, improved version of what you want, instead, more often, you stand in a place of justification by saying, I really believe that I am deserving of this improvement because this has been so unpleasant. And as you justify and rationalize and defend your new desire from your awareness of something having gone wrong. And why do you do that? Because you've got this shortage orientation going on. Somebody convinced you a while ago that there's not enough to go around and you're a greedy little bugger when you ask for more than your fair share. So when you ask for the improvement, you have most of you become sort of defensive in asking for it rather than worthy and expecting of it. Your children, when they are first born, annoy and appall you because they expect things to go their way. They actually demand it. And you give in for a little while for your own personal satisfaction, but as soon as you can, most of you begin telling them, you know, you're not the center of the universe, which is not true. They are. You say, there's not enough to go around, which is not true. There is more than enough to go around. You say, I wasn't born to satisfy you, which is the first thing that you say to them that is true. But mostly you give them the impression that the sooner that they get used to accepting their limited reality, the happier that they will be. And we want you to understand that that is the greatest falsehood that any of you ever tell anyone. Because you cannot be less than life has caused you to become. There is no regression. There is no turning back. You cannot pull back from the leading edge genius creator that you are. You cannot pull back. So this gathering is about remembering that it is good that you go with the flow, remembering that the flow is moving toward everything that you want. We say to our friends who we see diligently trying to paddle upstream, and they explain to us that the reason they do it is because so many around them do. It seems like the virtuous, valiant thing to do, to work harder, to be more deliberate, to be more responsible, to try harder. And we say, nothing that you want is upstream. Everything that you want is with the current, is with the flow. And we know the genesis of the flow. You are source energy. You flow into this physical experience where you give birth to new desires. Those new desires are then embraced by source energy. And all of the resources of the universe begin to be attracted to them. And do you know why? Because law of attraction manages this vibrational universe in which we are all focused, whether non-physically as we are or physically as you are. When you give birth to a thought, and when you focus upon any thought, that thought causes a vibrational activation within you that law of attraction begins to respond to. So can you feel how, when you in your physical form give birth to a thought, and the source within you then gives their undivided attention to that thought that you've given birth to, and law of attraction then begins to amass things toward that thought, can you feel how the current or the stream then is put into motion? Do you know that every time you know what you don't want, you ask for what you do want and your stream moves a little faster? And do you know that every time your stream moves faster, that your direction in it is more meaningful? Do you know that you do not have to, nor could you ever, turn your boat and catch up with everything that you've given birth to, because there is so much more that is being asked for in every moment of your experience, but that you were not meant to turn your boat around and put a motor on it and catch up with everything that you've created? Your intention was just to get moving in the direction of. Do you know that when you get moving in the direction of who you are, it is the most blissful experience that is imaginable? Do you know that you do not have to live the manifestation of all of those things that you want or can